I love those who yearn for the impossible. I love those who yearn for the impossible. We've heard so much about 3D printers, and we hear that NASA is sending a 3D printer to the International Space Station so its crews can build spare parts. And this is really quite something when you consider that it's a device that sells on the market today for around as little as $300. What an amazing thing. What an amazing situation for everyone. And they're doing it. Yes, they're doing it. They're doing it, and they're having a wonderful time doing it. We remember Star Trek, and we remember that Captain Jean-Luc Picard had his special room where you could go and you could have adventures. And they were built all of a sudden right out of nothing. And now they're doing something with that. That was a long time ago. Not too long, but it was a few years ago. And today they're making, with 3D printers, they're making cars, and they're making body parts. And there are several pint-sized projects that are in development, including gene chip, protein arrays, stem cell control, and electronic circuits. My, oh my, oh my. What a magic thing. I love those who yearn for the impossible. And they dream. Whatever dreams come to their mind, the possibility of doing it, the possibility of making it happen, is there. And that possibility is for you and for me. It's not just for scientists or just for those who are creative and publicly creative, but it's for you and me. It's for us. For us to come up with ideas that we can dream about, that Star Trek would bring up, and now to reality. Now it is an actual fact. Those were just dreams. And of course, Buck Rogers in those days too were just dreams. And people who traveled around the world in 80 days had all these wonderful things. I love those who yearn for the impossible, because they are the ones who bring forth in your life and mine all of the magic that impossible thinking has to bring forth. You and I can do this today. You and I can bring forth today all of the genius, all of the wonder, all of the magic, all of the goodness that can come forth in our life if we want to. But it's up to us to decide whether it's something that we want or not. It's up to us to decide whether we are going to let our imagination, let our dreaming, let our yearning for the impossible reveal itself in its own special, beautiful way. Now, this is something that you and I do every day of our life. We daydream. We wander in our mind, and we think of all the things that it'd be kind of fun to have. It'd be kind of fun. And teleportation and levitation and all those good things, oh, they're still just a little ways away. But they'll come. They'll be as natural as going to the corner grocery store today. They'll be as natural as picking up whatever it is that you'd like to have and finding it being there. Going down to Walmart, and their lines, their aisles will be filled with all these electronic goodies, and they'll be at prices that everyone can afford, that everyone can imagine. And then there'll be those kids who go to the trash dumps and find parts that they need for their imagination, and they build their dream. And their dream comes forth, and people say, that's not possible, especially not with junk. Well, it is possible. And it is done all the time. And it's done all the time because it's done by you and it's done by me. They're going to even make food on their 3D maker. How about that? We say that is really way out. That is a little far-fetched, that they're going to make food from a 3D printer. Well, why not? Why not make food from a 3D printer? Why not have these things come out like that? They can do that. They can do anything their imagination tells them to do. If you can imagine something, it's already done. It's already a reality. And it's just your imagination that gives it a possibility of being. I love those who yearn for the impossible, because those are the people who come up with ideas of magic and goodness. They're people who come up with the possibility for us. Now, we saw people who were living up on top of the world, up in the Himalayas and Tibetan areas, and they lived in tents. Now, the temperature there is 20, 30 below zero, a great deal of the time, and especially at night. And these tents were just tents made of fabric that they used from their yaks and the other animals that they had. And as you were as you were seeing these tents on the show that was on TV and the television show, as you were seeing them, you could see right through the tent fabric to the outside. And it was just amazing. The people were in there living, and they were cooking their meals, and they were sitting around talking and drinking their tea and doing their things, just as though you were in a beautiful, warm apartment, just as though you were in a house that had a furnace that took care of everything. You see, those people are doing what you and I would call rather impossible tasks. They're living where their fingers should get frostbitten, where their nose should get frostbitten, where their whole world should be a difficult thing. But it does not bother them. Oh, bother them, yes, but they handle it. They work with it. They love those impossible possibilities. And they go into their tent, and the temperature in the tent is not much different from the temperature outside, because it's just a fabric tent, and it's certainly not insulated terribly well. But they go in their tent, and they do their things, and they sit and drink tea as though they're sitting in a warm, round-the-fireplace type of thing. But they are comfortable. They visualize themselves operating comfortably. We look at the penguins. The penguins walk on their feet on the sub-zero temperatures, and they carry the eggs in their pouch in the front underneath their belly, and they keep the egg warm, and they hatch the egg. How can they do that? How can they? And then they do it by spending months in a certain area waiting for the women to come back with the food. And they have to use their body heat, and they have to use their body energy to take care of it, and they do it. They do it. Now, it's impossible, but they do it. And I love those who not only yearn for the impossible, but who do the impossible. 3D printing is a reality today. And probably as time goes on, it's going to be even more of a reality, because you can make everything you want out of virtually nothing. 3D printers can use many other materials than the metal alloys. They can use paper, and they can even use soil. Now, not bad for a technology that costs as little as $300, for these amazing ideas that can be done. And they're even talking about creating foodstuffs. They're studying them now and working on them now. Scallops and cookies and burritos. Yes, they're doing it, and they're having lots of fun. But they're doing it because it's fun. It's not something that they must do, something that they have to fulfill, but it's fun, and they're loving every minute of it. I love those who yearn for the impossible, because they're the ones who, for whom life is exciting and dynamic and just lots of fun, and you're right in the middle of that. You're right in the middle of that, because right today, NASA is sending a 3D printer into the International Space Station so its crew can build spare parts. How magical, how wonderful, how fantastic. You're there, and you're in the middle of it. Have a lovely day, and realize as you dream away, the impossible is complete. I love you. I love you. I love you.